Recovery Radio, KMP3000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Go to my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com. And to get the books, go to Amazon. Go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down. Maybe it's somewhere right in the middle. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I'm grateful I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is delicious. I'm just going to jump right into things. I'm recording this in April, but I'm going to read from August 25th. And Emmett Fox's Around the Year with Emmett Fox. And it's called Accept No Second Bests. In the depths of his being, man always feels intuitively that there's a way out of his difficulties if he can only find it. The infant, as yet uncontaminated by the defeatism of his elders, simply refuses to tolerate inharmony on any terms, and therefore he demonstrates over it. When he is hungry, he tells the world, while many a sophisticated adult goes without. Does he find a pin sticking in some part of his anatomy? Not for him a sigh of resignation to the supposed will of God, or a whine about never having any luck, or a sigh that what cannot be cured must be endured. His instincts tell him that life and harmony are inseparable. Refuse to tolerate anything less than harmony. You can have a happy and joyous life. But to do so, you must seize the rudder of your own destiny and steer boldly for the port that you intend to make. What are you doing about your future? I think it's so beautiful and profound. I'm going to read it again. Accept no second bests. In the depths of his being, man always feels intuitively that there's a way out of his difficulties if he can only find it. Think about that. In the depths of his being, man always feels intuitively that there's a way out of his difficulties if only he can find it. Our intuition tells us so. The infant, as yet uncontaminated by the defeatism of his elders, I love that, simply refuses to tolerate inharmony on any terms, and therefore he demonstrates over it. When he's hungry, he tells the world, while many a sophisticated adult goes without. Does he find a pin sticking in some part of his anatomy? Not for him a sigh of resignation to the supposed will of God, or a whine about never having any luck, or a sigh that what cannot be cured must be endured. His instincts tell him that life and harmony are inseparable. refused to tolerate anything less than harmony. You can have a happy and joyous life, but to do so, you must seize the rudder of your own destiny and steer boldly for the port that you intend to make. What are you doing about your future? Accept no second bests. I love that reading. I've been thinking a lot about divine disharmony, divine discomfort, divine discord, meaning things I'm uncomfortable about that I should be uncomfortable about and that I should do something about. This all makes sense to me because of the message I've received in Alcoholics Anonymous. I do not feel powerless over people, places, and things. I'm powerless over alcohol. But you can change somebody's day. You can have an impact on people. I don't subscribe to a passive and sad message that just everything is something to be accepted no matter what. I believe that I'm supposed to have the courage to change certain things. And I believe I'm supposed to seek God concerning these things and let God guide me. I've had a lot of conversations with people over the years about acceptance being the answer to all my problems. It's a very beautiful passage in a story in the Big Book. In the story that used to be called Dr. Alcoholic Addict. But that passage became so popular that I think it's called Acceptance is the Answer now. And I've had a lot of conversations about that with people. But I more agree with what I just read. I don't think there's anything in the principles that are laid out specifically in the clear-cut directions showing how we recovered from page 60 to 103 that subscribe to a belief that we're just supposed to accept everything. I don't see anything in there that comes close to saying that. It does talk about us not playing God anymore. But that's not to be taken as don't have an opinion anymore or accept what is unacceptable now. Talks about it's not being servile or scraping. Not being slave-like, in other words. Talks about us standing on our feet, not crawling before anyone. Talks about us demonstrating God in situations. Not avoiding situations or accepting terrible situations. Just doesn't make sense. In a later chapter, it even talks about, you know, if somebody's thoroughly bad intentioned, get them out of your life. Says no amount of acceptance will make any difference, or something along those lines. Talks about how if we permit people to use us for shelter or money or connections, we're making it possible for them to be insincere, and we're actually harming them. I mean, there's all these things that go against this idea that I'm just supposed to accept everything. Hopefully, I'm growing and evolving, and what was acceptable before is no longer acceptable at some point. As my insight into what is selfish and what is not, and who I am and who I'm not, and becomes clearer, these become things that, to me, need to be addressed with God. I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Am I making sense? Can't you think of things that were acceptable to you at one point that are no longer acceptable to you now? And I can think of so many things. I mean, I dated someone when I was early in sobriety who threw me out of a moving car. I mean, and I didn't break up with them. I mean, constantly growing, changing, evolving, all kinds of things that are no longer acceptable at all that were acceptable before. And it's just something that I pay attention to. I'm paying attention to. I'm not attached to a specific outcome other than harmony. I'm attached to that outcome. I do believe what I read there, that life and harmony are inseparable. I've talked about it on here. When I was pretty new, I was freaking out. I think I've talked about it quite a bit. I was freaking out, didn't know why. Turns out I was freaking out because nothing was wrong. I just wasn't used to it. I was so used to discord. I was so used to, you know, a discordant life that was just filled with dissonance and anxiety, that I didn't know what to do when I was not generating things that created that. Kind of flipped out. Kind of freaked me out. Didn't kind of freak me out. It totally fucking freaked me out. I lost my shit. I was freaking out. But I have become really, really, really accustomed to being comfortable. And so when I'm not, I pay close attention to it. Because I have learned in my life that there is a way out of this discomfort. I've gone through a lot of stuff in my life. It's been a rich, kind of crazy, sometimes very painful, challenging, beautiful life already. And I'm grateful I can sit here after all these things that have happened in my life with so much peace and gratitude. And also feeling that there are things to look at and change. And I do not want to accept second best. The big book has really, really quieted me so much in my head. I'm so grateful for that. I really am. Kind of amazing, I think. Oh, I'm so tired. Just kidding. A shout out to Emma and Dr. Wu, and a special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave, and if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. I'm so grateful that we are here together right now, and I'm gonna go, and that's it. Just all that stuff, and that's it. I do not know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same. Good night.